Good Tuesday morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm Mike, and this is my lovely co-host, Trinity.
Hi.
She doesn't know what to say.
It's early in the morning. I can't think.
She needs to work on her chattative skills.
I don't have social skills. Have you seen me? I think Bethany told you the story about how I freaked out for no reason and jumped off the stairs. I just gave up.
You can't jump off stairs. It's how you break your foot. Remember?
Yeah, but I skinned my knee that day. I landed on my knees. But I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, okay, I give up.
That's partially what this podcast is for, is to learn a little bit of social skills.
Yeah.
Maybe learn how to talk a little bit better. It's not that uncomfortable, is it?
What? Talking?
Talking on this podcast, knowing...
No, it's not that uncomfortable because I can't see the people that I'm talking to.
But knowing that you have an audience of, you know, one to, like, eight people sometimes. Like, eight people could be listening to you this evening. Eight.
Okay.
That's a crowd. Like, almost a crowd.
Yeah. It's not that much of a crowd. I think I'll probably, be too scared to talk once it gets over 100, or if it gets over 100.
Well, here's to hoping it doesn't get over 100. This podcast is mostly for just you and I.
Yeah.
So, we are headed to bring Trinity to work, of course, or school, not work. I'm going to work afterwards.
I want to go to work with you. I'd rather go to work than go to school.
So it's 6:25 in the morning. We leave about 6:15 to take her all the way up to school. A little early. But she's got a question. We're going to record a podcast. We're already 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the intro. So let's get started, T.
Do you guys fight over the bathroom? Because me and Abby have been lately. Because she's like, I got to get out there to the bus. And all this, and I'm like, I gotta get in there, and getting dressed in the bathroom helps me out because it keeps me awake. Otherwise, I get dressed in the bedroom, and I probably end up laying on the bed asleep.
Well, don't do that because then you'll get yelled at.
Yeah.
By me. Guys generally don't fight over bathroom, but we generally don't have as much upkeep in the morning. I could try to wake up an extra 5 minutes early to help out, but I get up, I use the bathroom and brush my teeth and stuff, and I'm in there for probably 10 minutes in the morning, and most of it is just me getting my brain to start moving a little bit.
I forgot to brush my teeth this morning.
Ew.
I know. I meant to brush my teeth, because if not, then the bacteria could gather behind it. Braces.
Oh, yeah. You can't even chew gum anymore, can you?
Oh, I can chew gum.
Can you?
I can only have certain kinds, though.
Oh. What?
Like sugar-free gum. I think I tried that extra kind that we normally get.
So you just can't chew, like, Bubblicious?
Yeah.
Well, back to the question. No, guys tend not to fight over the bathroom because we don't spend as much time in there. And I'm probably in there, this morning I was in there 10 minutes. Which I could probably cut that down to 3 if I had to. But it's me just waking up, like I said. And even if it was, like if Wyatt woke up, the biggest thing he's going to do is just go pee, right?
Yeah.
We live out in the country, so he can just open the back door up and go pee. He's fine.
We have to sit there and wait by the door.
Yeah, you got to wait. Go in and use the bathroom, and then you gotta brush your hair and do all this.
Because if I don't brush hair, then people will be like, did you brush your hair? Like, I remember going to stay at my mama's house the summer, and if it looked like I didn't brush my hair, they'd be like, did you brush your hair? No, I just woke up. Okay.
We'll see.
You can feel that go, you need to go brush your hair. Or there's, did you brush your hair this morning? It doesn't look like it. I'm going to do the finger test. Mom would normally do the finger test. That's where they, it's where you stick your fingers through somebody's hair and you run it through. And if it goes through good, then it means that you brushed your hair. But my hair tangles easily, so. But for me, it's sometimes a fight for the bathroom because I don't go to the bathroom at school at all.
Yeah. Well. Keep talking to me. Dead air.
Do I have to keep talking?
I just mess with it. Yeah, guys. The problem is, you know, we've got one bathroom, so that makes it worse. If we even had a master bathroom where it was mine and Bethany's in there, then yeah, I could just wake up, walk in there, and wake you guys up, and you guys could take a little bit more time using the bathroom. And there's certainly ways you can work on that. But as far as guys go, yeah, you know, brushing my hair can entail. I can just go here in the car and just rub my hands over it a few times and start laying stuff down and I'm fine.
Yeah. And also, your hair is short. It doesn't get tangled that easily.
Oh, it doesn't get tangled at all.
Exactly.
Even before I got this haircut and it was getting kind of long, it was not long enough to tangle. So, yeah. Guys, they get it easier. We don't have it to where we get to brush our hair or put on makeup or any of that kind of stuff. Most of us don't. So for the most part, yep. My bathroom time is using the bathroom. Your bathroom time is brushing your hair and you don't use it to put on makeup, which is good.
I don't put on makeup.
Yeah, don't worry about putting on makeup.
I sometimes will if I feel like it.
Well, there's a lot of women say they do it for guys and stuff, you know, because guys wouldn't like it. I don't, for the most part, I don't think guys don't care. And there's a couple things that maybe make it would cover up or something that some guys would care, but most guys don't care. Most ladies put makeup on to impress other ladies.
No, it's normally to show off.
That's what I'm saying. So, if you could not get in that habit, or even if you do want to put some makeup on, just do a little light thing and be done with it, you know?
That's what I do.
Right.
I don't do crazy colors unless if I'm all alone and practicing makeup art or if I'm practicing on B.
Oh, right. Then you're having fun. Right? So.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, yeah, even when you start getting older, don't get into that habit of having to do 10,000 pieces of makeup on your face. Because it doesn't, it's not doing what you think it's doing, you know?
Yeah.
Most guys don't care, so.
I remember back in like 7th grade, one of my guy friends asked me, why do girls give each other looks? And this is going to sound really weird, but we can somehow communicate through looks. We can look at each other, just communicate by looking at each other.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Guys can do that too. I've done that a lot, like work in construction with certain people that I've worked with for a while, and you can kind of give them a look and they kind of realize what you're thinking, like what the next step is or what you need, and they'll come running over doing it. Yeah. Really good person to work with is one that just can tell. I worked with plenty of guys that stand around looking like, you know, you're holding a piece of drywall up and they can't realize you need them to come over and put some screws in it. Where I worked with some guys that knows what the next step is. So they know, wait, just go grab a screw gun and go ahead and do the job. Some people, you gotta walk through the whole thing. Of course, that's not what you're talking about when you're talking about girls communicating.
Oh, we...
through a look.
We just look at... We just, like, make faces, and sometimes we'll do hand gestures too. I do that to the girl across the table from me now. I'll do hand gestures when the teacher says not to talk. Like, making hand gestures like, what is happening? What's the teacher doing? And what's she talking about?
Well, that would be...
And it's not with sign language either.
I know. It's what women would call giving off signals. And there might be a point where you come in your life where you've got a husband or something and you're doing the same signals to him and he doesn't pick up on it because it's not for guys to pick up on them kind of signals. And you're like, I'm just giving you a signal. Why don't you pay attention to me? And he's a guy. He's too much of a brute to understand what you're doing.
That's why I wouldn't do it towards a guy. It's because they wouldn't. Some would know. Others might not. And I was showing you. Sometimes at the store, I don't know why, but I feel like being quiet when I'm in the store. Don't know why.
Yeah.
That's why almost all the time I'm in the store, I'm quiet.
Yeah, but you tell that guy, hey, I was showing you. And that guy in front of yours is like, really? I was thinking about, like, how cool it'd be to fly up in outer space. And like, that's what the guy's thinking about. He's not thinking about anything you're talking about. Or you're trying to signal him. He's not paying attention. Guys are good for that. Not, you know, not picking up on that kind of stuff.
I just go... If I'm at the store, I just lean my hands out in front of me. I have to explain this because they can't see my gestures. I fling my hands out like I'm presenting something, and really, I'm just showing what I found.
And what do I do?
You're not really, you did it.
Me? Come on.
Sometimes you look, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I look, but then what do?
What are you doing?
I'll be like, no.
Yeah, for most of it, but if I find something that we need, what would you do?
Probably just say no out of instinct. You ever been shopping with Wyatt?
You ever been shopping with me? I went to the dollar store. I had like 40-something dollars.
Yeah, but Wyatt can't help but touch every little friggin' thing.
Touch.
It's only a matter of time before he breaks something. And I'm like telling him constantly, get your hands off stuff.
I don't touch the stuff, though. I just have my hands out in front of me.
That's why I have my automatic no.
Because it looks like I'm about to touch something.
Well, swell. Well, I think we're kind of rambling on here now, so. You're supposed to do your little...
Bye!
No, not that thing.
Oh, moral of the story, that's right. I am not thinking straight this morning. Okay, moral of the story is that girls have more things to do in the bathroom than guys. Guys just go to the bathroom, brush their teeth, and that's about it. You don't even put your deodorant on in the bathroom.
No.
What I do is I have to do deodorant. Sometimes I'll brush through my teeth. Today I did not. I have to brush through my hair, which takes a while because it's my hair. Go to the bathroom, get dressed. I get dressed because it helps keep me awake in there. Because the floor is hard and it's cold. So it's like, if I hurry up and get dressed, I can go sit on the couch.
Yep, pretty much.
And you tell Wyatt no every time you're in this store, which is why you tell me no.
That was a secondary story. Yeah. Guys like me, I gotta go in, use the bathroom, brush my teeth, I'm out. If I really wanted to get it done quick, I could do that in, you know, 4 minutes. So, that is the moral of the story.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.